Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Alex Cora had the privilege and honor, as he would as the manager of the Boston Red Sox foyer, to alert the players who are going to go to the All-Star game. And he'd do it in the clubhouse. And this was a really well done video by the Red Sox. They had AC in the clubhouse telling Tanner Houck and Jaron Duran and Rafi Devers that they're going to the All-Star game. And there's a couple of things that stands out with each one of them. Here was Alex telling the collective group with Houck in the room that Houck was an All-Star.
Talking about consistency, you know, when he pitches, he shows up, he's very relaxed, he doesn't panic. Tanner Houck.
How about Cora with the, he's relaxed, he doesn't panic. That's also good coaching in a moment of kind of jubilation. Yep. That's a good reminder of the, hey, that's how you got here.
And this is what we worked on.
Yeah. Yes, very much
this
so.
This is him admitting, like, these are some of the things that we wanted him to focus on.
And Houck has been a stud. Let's be real. Guy's been great this year. More than deserved going to the All-Star game. What you'll notice about this, coming up in Alex telling Jaron Duran that he's going to the All-Star game, is the reaction of the room. Just be listening for the way the room reacts to this.
We got one more, and when we talk about consistency and posting and playing the game right, this guy is amazing. We got kids here, and I bet if you want your kids to become big leaguers and play the game right the right way, you're going to tell them, take a look at Jaron Duran.
Big wow. Reaction.
What a compliment.
Yeah.
That was a great compliment. If you want to show your kids like a real life example, like a visual.
Yeah.
Like a visual aid of what it looks like, what it should sound like, have them watch this guy. That to me has got to be the ultimate compliment.
And you could hear how the guys in the room reacted to Duran finally getting the stamp of approval of making the All-Star
game. Impressive.
Very much so. It goes to show I think how much people in that room not only love the guy, but it's really a testament to the amount of work Jaren Duran has put in to be able to get himself
to
this point.
I think that's
what those guys recognize is the whole real recognizes real. Workers recognize workers.
Yeah, they know how hard it is.
Yeah.
And it's almost like an admission of this guy had every reason to give up.
He did.
He had every excuse in the book to give up. It's not worth it. Sour grapes. He didn't. He pushed through. And now he's like this next level example of, you know, resiliency and consistency is what they all strive for. So, no, I mean, that guy's been through a lot. Totally, totally loves this this opportunity that he has.
And then here was Alex Cora letting everyone know that, as expected, Rafael Devers is an all-star, but that's not the story.
I mean, 1,000 hits in his career. He's been a silver slugger. He hates it, but I do believe he's the face of the franchise. Rafi Devers, you're going to catch.
Alex Cora's a liar. No, so here's my issue with it.
Yeah.
Congratulations
to Devers, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hey, great job.
Yep.
Do you believe that Devers is the face of the franchise?
De facto, because he's a player. But he's not the real.
What type of player is he?
Oh, no. He's an all-star caliber player.
He's the highest paid player.
Yeah, that's true. He's a really good player.
True.
I don't know how many people would go to great. I'm sure there would be, and I probably wouldn't quibble. But face of the franchise, I'm not sure.
Why?
Because communication issues, number one. The fact that I do think Devers is naturally shy. You know, there is a part of his personality that is not outgoing. Like, when Rafi Devers first got up to the big leagues, no one had to pull him aside like Tristan Casas and say, hey, we don't do we wear caps and sleeves at this level, son, type thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that I think Rafi Devers is respected, but I don't know if he's beloved. Normally, faces of the franchise are players that are loved unconditionally by fans. I think there are a healthy chunk of Red Sox Nation who are in like with Rafi Devers. I don't know if they're in love with Rafi Devers the way we as fans had kind of the love affairs with Pedro, Manny, and Ortiz.
Yeah, because I would say the face of the franchise label has a tendency to be like a popularity contest. Whoever is the most popular is the most recognizable, therefore is the face of the franchise. Who are the fans recognized with? Who Madison Avenue recognizes with ESPN, Major League Baseball, all the networks, that is your face of your franchise. Like, I don't think he is. I don't think he should be. And this is why I think they're pushing Duran to be such a vocal leader, to be such an example, to keep playing.
Interesting.
Devers should not be. And I go to, and it's no fault of his own. You said it. He's shy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's shy because he can't speak the language. He's not comfortable speaking the language.
Or maybe he's just a shy.
Maybe that's just who he is.
Or maybe putting it this way might be a little better. He doesn't have the massive ego that he's got to take the "Hey mom, look at me" photos and everybody bow down and kiss the ring and kiss his rear end or anything like that. He doesn't come across as like that kind of guy.
See, I think it's like so. My question I was going to ask you. Can a lead by example guy, because that's ultimately what I think Devers is. That's how I would label him.
Yeah.
Can a lead by example player be the face of a franchise?
Jason Tatum.
Yes, but it really depends on the sport. I think in baseball, you've still got to have that other person. You still got to have that. Like, I think Devers can be considered a leader, but he would not be a face of the franchise guy, because the one thing that David Ortiz did as kind of a face of the franchise was also be present and accounted for whenever things got rough, when things got tough, whether it was a long losing streak or some sort of controversy where you wanted, somebody to say what needs to be said. That's not going to be Devers most of the time. So even last year, do you remember that Rafi Devers was one of the people who kvetched that nothing went down last year?
My
point in bringing that up is, would you have remembered that if I didn't mention it? Because the guys that are the faces of the franchise usually are the ones that are like E.F. Hutton, when they speak, we listen.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I do remember that, but it just doesn't carry much weight.
It doesn't land.
It doesn't. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm not really moved by it.
When David Ortiz says something now, it's still in a newscast.
And that's
for
my
God's
point.
Sakes.
Is that's why. That's why on Monday, when the All-Star was announced, the three Red Sox player was Devers, it was Duran, and it was Hawk. I'm like, there's your holy trinity right now. There's your future leadership. You have the quiet, powerful hitter that does a lot of his talking on the field, right? He leads by example. Like, he carries a big bat, right? He speaks softly, right? That whole thing. You have Tanner Houck, who is just, like, intimidating in his own right. He's a force to be reckoned with on the mound, and you need a pitcher out there to kind of settle things down. Then you have Duran, who is the dirt dog every day, example of everything that you should be doing right. Don't bitch about why you can't do it. Duran does it. Don't tell me that it's too hard. Duran did it. All three of them, really. Like, well, at least the two. Both Tanner Houck and
Devers
Duran.
Is an all-star. Is no real surprise. He's a good player.
He was kind of – you can go all the way back to when Devers was, 19 or 20, playing in New York, and Chapman was the pitcher. throwing 100 miles an hour at his skull. And I remember he stepped out of the batter's box and just kind of shook his head and was like, okay, let's do this, right? And then I think he hit a home run.
Yeah, opposite field home run.
Right, he hit a home run, and it
in
was like
the eighth or ninth inning.
Yeah, it was like, holy crap, mm-hmm. This kid's got a set. Didn't talk about it. He's a quiet example of what needs to be done.
Yeah, I think the quiet examples can work within the clubhouse, but you're not going to get a lot of notoriety, and people on the outside will probably kind of take for granted the consistency, the work ethic, and things like that. I don't think it's as simple as if Devers just showed more personality that people would gravitate towards him. I think that's where, in a good way, we had David Ortiz, but in a bad way, we had David Ortiz. Because I think a lot of it is, well, Poppy was front and center. You know, for a time, Pedroia was front and center. There is the being the team spokesman type, you know, sort of a feel to being a leader. And that's where I think for us on the outside, a guy like Devers kind of falls short so that if Duran, in an all-star year, starts whooping the fans up or, you know, has a big stolen base and somebody throws the ball away and he ends up coming home and it turns into a big moment and the guy verbally grabs the moment and says something the fans gravitate to, there is kind of the public front-facing forward opportunity there for someone to grab with us fans.
See, I would even say over the weekend, Verdugo taking, 40 seconds, 32 mm-hmm. seconds, whatever it was, to round the bases. Devers gets an opportunity. He hits a home run. And you can literally see that he's sending a message to Verdugo. It's almost like his own way of paying back the disrespect.
Yeah, he was pointing at him.
So that is the way he handles business, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost like, listen, man, we have all these problems. Nobody's saying anything. Listen, I'll take care of it, right? So he, like, sets the tone, right? He's the first one that goes out there. He's the first one that said, this is what we need. This is how and I'll say the personalities on this Red Sox team are starting to grow. You're starting to have not just one, not just two. You're going to have Casas when he comes back.
Oh, when Casas gets swinging again, we're going to get a whole
healthy
dose of him.
He's an oddball in his own way. So you'll have multiple players in multiple roles who can be spokespeople for the team.
Yeah.
Then next, you know, you need a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, right? And then you're going to need another national campaign and some insurance deal. And then you're really going to have the exposure that you need.
Right now, there is one person who has an E.F. Hutton effect around the Boston Red Sox. And for those who don't get the reference, it's the whole E.F. Hutton, when we speak, people listen.
Yeah, and everybody's in the restaurant, they stop and they try to eavesdrop.
Alex Cora is that guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's easily. But he shouldn't be.
Well, you're right. He shouldn't be. And when, there was a year that Jimmy Williams was kind of the voice of one of those Red Sox teams that he managed because they weren't great. They were kind of floundering, and there wasn't that kind of big personality who could go out there and sort of say what needs to be said. Billy and Nick were having a discussion in the off-air show, and they mentioned it to us at the top of the hour if you really think of the faces of the franchises in baseball, how many people would you really say, oh, yeah, not just that's their best player, right? Because somebody even sent in something about, have you guys ever heard of Mike Trout? Doesn't say a word. He's boring as S. Yeah, but he also played with Ohtani. You knew that both of them were there, and neither one of them had great personalities. And one of the faces of the sport is Ohtani. And he's wrapped in scandal and says nothing. But you go out and sock 60 dingers a year and win 10 games. I went high on the home run total, but you get the point, is that this guy goes out and is just a great player and he doesn't say much. And he kind of lets the chips fall where they may. And people still look at Ohtani and think, okay, that's one of the faces of the game. Like, how many real faces of the franchise do we have? Or is it more like a Rafael Devers, where they're a really good player, they're the best player on their team, they're viewed as such, But whenever they speak, it's not like the fans are throwing the babies in the air or anything like that.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.